couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gadi Placido, and these Celtics beat the Heat 102-88. There are two storylines of this game, one of which, Derek White, absolute monster performance, career high, 38 points, but the other, Kristaps Porzingis goes down, injury. Right calf tightness, left the game, did not return, is expected to get it checked out tomorrow. So going to dive into all of it. Still going to go through play of the game, go through some of the highs, some of the lows, not a whole lot there. So we'll talk about the Kristaps Porzingis injury, what that means for the Celtics, if that were to be a long-term injury. But to get things started, there is one player and one player alone that you can even consider for player of the game, and it is Derek White. This dude was on fire and just absolutely destroyed the Miami Heat. This game will go down as the game that Derek White single-handedly destroyed the Miami Heat. 38 points, again, career high for him, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, on a ridiculously efficient night, 15 of 26 from the field, well over 50%, and 8 of 15 from 3. There are a lot of games where Derek White doesn't even take 15 shot attempts. He took 15 threes in this game, but was just on fire. There were times, I've said it in this series so far, you want him and Jrue Holiday to be a little bit more aggressive. And tonight, you finally got that from Derek White. Like, this was a game. He was the aggressor. He did more than everybody. And honestly, just unbelievable performance. Unbelievable performance. He was huge everywhere. He started off super hot, right? 16 points in the first quarter, doing a little bit of everything, getting to the rim, hitting threes. Second quarter, added another 6, 22 points at halftime. Had a huge third quarter that really just put the Celtics into a different stratosphere as far as leading in this game. And then added another 5 in the fourth. Like, he had a just super consistent, incredible performance start to finish in this game. Single-handedly was the difference maker in this. Like, we've talked about Kristaps Porzingis as being the most important player in this particular series. Derek White just put the team on his back tonight. And honestly, it's not like we squeaked away with a win. He put the Celtics on his back and led them to a blowout. So really, really good performance from Derek White. Got to give the guy some credit here. Derek White is him. Himmy White. It's funny, at the beginning of the game, they gave out the Miami Heat gave out white hot shirts to everybody in attendance, and they predicted the future. Congratulations. Pretty impressive. Derek White is hot. So really just fun game. Fun game from him. He wasn't alone. I mean, I do say single-handedly carried the Celtics to a victory. He really wasn't alone. Like, there were other performances in this game. I do think there were parts of Jason Tatum's game that were really good. There were parts that were really ugly. Same thing goes for Jaylen Brown, though. Both of them, 20 points for Tatum. Tatum also had 11 rebounds, 5 assists, really solid. Shot selection, absolutely hated. There was a point in the second quarter where it was just brutal. Horrible start to the second. Couple of bad shots. Then a turnover, ran out of bounds, basically trying to get the ball up court, and then fouled Highsmith for an and-one, all in a matter of like 30 seconds, and Joe Mazzulla immediately ripped him from the game. So he went through some bad stretches. I wasn't a huge fan of the shot selection. He got to the free throw line a bunch. Granted, Bam Adebayo fouled him, recklessly fouled him, after the play was dead, even. Jason Tatum went up, take a 3, Bam runs under him, gets under his ankle. So 2 of his 8 free throws came from that. Bo's 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Love to see that. Jaylen Brown, shot selection-wise, I thought was solid. I think he was aggressive, got downhill a bunch, got to the rim a bunch, but really, really struggled with the turnovers. Had six turnovers tonight. Honestly, this was a game. The rest of the team did nothing. Tatum won. Derek White won. Horford won. Pritchard won. They ended up with 10 total turnovers, and Jaylen Brown had six of them. So again, there are good parts. There are bad parts. I don't think this was a bad game from Jaylen Brown, but it certainly wasn't good. I don't think it was a bad game from Jason Tatum, but I also don't think it was good, right? Good and bad. Porzingis, while he was there, numbers might not really back this up. He was 1 of 5 from the field. However, I did think he was fairly aggressive. They were feeding him early. Got out into a pretty good rhythm. Got to the free throw line a couple times. I thought they utilized him really well. It didn't last long because he got injured. So that part sucks, right? Jrue Holiday, little bit better game from an offensive standpoint. Again, unbelievable off defensive game from him. 11 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists for Jrue Holiday, 4 of 10 from the field. Did hit a huge corner 3 in the fourth quarter. I want to say it's huge. We were still up 15 points at the time, right? But the Celtics were up by 20-plus. Miami Heat went on a nice little run, got it down to 15. It was a huge possession for the Celtics. You don't want to see it get down to 12 and have that run really get prolonged anymore. So Jrue Holiday did a good job putting that run at bay, hitting a huge corner 3. It was the only 3 he made for the night. So again, for him, not really a great game on the offensive side. So when you look, this Celtics team really was carried from an offensive standpoint by Derek White. And we only scored 102 points. Not a very high-scoring game, especially for Boston Celtics standards, right? Derek White had 38 of those points. Really, really impressive performance from him. He also had 8 of the 14 threes. 8 of the 14 threes. So it's hard to give anybody else even slight consideration when it comes to player of the game. It is Derek White from start to finish in this game. Really impressive. One thing I will say, I think the Celtics did a really, really good job of handling the Miami Heat zone later on in this game. You know, the Miami Heat, once Kristaps Porzingis went down, didn't come back. Really, third quarter, fourth quarter, we saw it a little bit more zone. It wasn't something they went to a bunch because the Celtics handled it well. You have Derek White that's, you know, hitting bonkers shots to begin with, but you also have guys getting downhill, kicking out, creating easy buckets. So the Miami Heat zone couldn't really do anything. This is a game Celtics really did a good job of answering every run the Miami Heat had. You know, this is a game, it felt close, but it was still like a 13-point lead for the majority of this. Celtics got outscored 29-21 in the fourth, right? But we outscored them by 10 in the first, 34-24, 19-12 in the second, 28-23 in the third. So they did a good job of continuing to build every lead throughout the quarters. This is a game, the Miami Heat, they had runs. There were points in this game where the Celtics went scoreless for a couple minutes. But once that was done, they locked in defensively, had a couple nice stops, and hit a couple big shots. And that's all you need. The Celtics did another phenomenal drive. This is 3 quarters. We held them to 59 points. This is the second straight game we've held them under 20 points a quarter on average, I guess, through the first 3 quarters. Right? So we're just super, super impressive defensive performance. Give a lot of credit to Derek White on that end too, but honestly, you've got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum doing a really good job. So as much as you would like to say they didn't have a great game offensively, which can be true, defensively, all of these guys did really well. Jaylen Brown, 2 steals. Derek White, 3 blocks, right? Like, you have guys stepping up and playing at a high level, start to finish. You know, even the guys off the bench, I thought the minutes that you got from Peyton Pritchard in the first quarter were phenomenal. I was kind of surprised they didn't go to him more often. especially considering Kristaps Porzingis went down. Instead, Joe Mazzulla really opted for, you know, more minutes for the starters. You saw Jason Tatum, 37, Drew Holiday, 38, 39 for JB, 41 for Derek White. And instead, you also got a 34-minute game from Al Horford. They didn't rely on Sam Hauser and Pritchard as much. And part of that might be by design. I think at all times you want at least two or three of your top guys in the game. And when Porzingis goes down, it's really hard to do that. So you have to rely a little bit more on your top guys, your Jason Tatums, your Jaylen Browns, but also Al Horford. So we didn't see as much from Sam Hauser or Peyton Pritchard. I was kind of surprised a little bit in the fourth quarter because the Celtics had a pretty big lead. I was surprised they didn't lean into that a little bit more. But early on in that first quarter, Peyton Pritchard ended the game plus 10. I'm pretty sure all plus 10 of that came in that first quarter. Like, he was exceptional out there. So I don't know. It's just, it's a weird game because you have a 14-point victory, right? You held the Miami Heat to 88 points. But you look around from an offensive standpoint, you don't really have a bunch of, like, really good performances, which honestly, to me, good thing and a bad thing, all wrapped in one. It's good that you can pull off a victory like this without having stellar performances from your guys. But it's also bad because you really are just wondering now, like, why? Why is Jason Tatum 5 for 14? Why did Jaylen Brown turn the ball over 6 times? Why aren't you getting a whole lot from Drew Holiday still on that side of the ball? So there are still some questions. I'm not saying it's a huge concern. I really don't believe that's the case. Celtics are up 3-1. Yes, it's a depleted Miami Heat roster. There's no Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier. But this is still a Miami Heat team that has played the Celtics tough. It's nice to come out, win both games on the road. It's time to wrap this thing up now. Again, they're up 3-1, coming back to Boston. Mike Gorman's, hopefully, final game of his career. Again, a little sad to say, but let's send him out on a high, right? Get this big victory. Do it at home. You want to make sure you can close this series out. Jason Tatum almost got injured in this one. Looked like he rolled an ankle after Bam came under him. Porzingis got hurt. The longer you drag this thing out, the more chances you have of getting hurt. The faster you close this out, the more rest you might get for a guy like Porzingis, which you don't really know how serious this injury is, and we'll dive into that in a little bit here, but you want to make sure you give all of these guys a little time to rest. With that being said, I do want to dive into some of the negatives. There's really not a lot, right? I want to dive into some of them. We'll talk about the Porzingis injury. Before we do so, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?
All right, so want to talk through some of the negatives here. And you kind of have to start off the Kristaps Porzingis injury. So this started, it looked like he got injured the play where Al Horford sent a screen, ended up getting a little kind of collision, and he kind of comes up limping a little bit, tries to fight through it, goes down other end of the court, and it just didn't look good. It didn't look good. Hobbled around for a little bit. Fast forward, not too long, Kristaps Porzingis gets the ball, about to hand the ball off, and Bam didn't even touch him. He just came up, raised his hand, came out of the game, asked to get taken out. And it's those plays where, you want to say it's a non-contact injury. It really wasn't, because at the end of the day, he actually did get hit a couple plays prior. It's just one of those things where it starts to get scary when a guy knows there's something wrong and he can't physically play through it. He comes off the court, jersey covering his face, hands on his head, and you could tell, like, there was something wrong. Came out after the game that it was a right calf tightness. Now, this isn't the first time that we've seen the Celtics, injury report come back as some sort of injury, and then a couple days later, it's something completely different. I'm pretty sure the exact same scenario happened earlier in the season when Porzingis hurt his calf, and he missed some serious time with it. So, listen, it's scary. The Celtics are in a dogfight, and granted, this is, an easier path as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, but the only thing it seemed like that could derail this, Celtics run is potential injury. And I still do think that the Celtics, with or without Porzingis, is still capable of making a deep run. I don't know if it's enough for an NBA Finals. And that's the part that's scary. Granted, the NBA Finals are a ways away, right? Like, we still have got a couple more rounds that we need to go. And we need to wrap this one up before that's even possible. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. But you need to make sure this team is healthy. The Celtics have done a very, very good job managing his injuries this year. Not overextending him, not playing him too much, being very careful coming back from the last injury. And it's looked like it has worked, right? Now we need to finish it. We need to make sure that he comes back from this in one piece. That, to me, most important piece of this game. Like I said, outside of that, there's really not a whole lot of negatives. You could talk about Jason Tatum, the shot selection. You can talk about Jaylen Brown and the free throws. You can even talk about Sam Hauser going out there, not really taking advantage of his time. 16 minutes, took two shots, missed both threes. So you can talk about a bunch of different guys going out there and not really making the most of their time. But at the end of the day, the biggest negative, the only thing that came from this game that could seriously hinder the Celtics' ability to chase down Banner 18 is the injury to Kristaps Porzingis. So fingers crossed, he gets some imaging done. He hears back from the team doctors, and he's cleared to play in Game 5. Hopefully it's not something, too serious. He's able to come back. We're able to wrap this thing up. And then he's able to get, a couple days, 3-4 days, hopefully, before round two starts. Has the ability to rest it a little bit, ice it, continue to stretch it, work it out, and get back to normal. That's best case scenario here. But that's where we're going to wrap things up. Great win for the Celtics team. Again, final score 102-88. The Celtics take a 3-1 series lead coming back to Boston. And just like that, after everyone freaking out about losing home court advantage, we are now up 3-1, heading back to Boston. Home court advantage back on the table. Celtics in 5. My prediction earlier, still on the table. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who